Not obliged to remain sets led to seek knowledge from those who knew this, so that he would be in on a certainty, certainty as the Father believed the truth, and rejects falsehood, so that he didn't remain in one of these problematic issues. So he's discussing the subtle matters of doctrine that are necessary for everyone. He said, I look like you, said the accused, to say, Mr. Adam, oh, now give us to see the truth as true, and grant us to follow it, and give us to see falsehoods as falsehoods, and grant us to avoid it. And we make the divine level like a man, and Allah show us the truth as truth, and grant us to follow it. And do not make God unclear to us, oh, now give us to see the truth as truth, and grant us to follow it, and give us to see falsehoods as falsehoods, and grant us to avoid it. And do not make God unclear to us, oh, now, show us the truth as truth, and let us follow the truth as falsehood as falsehood, and let us avoid it. And do not make God unclear to us, so that we follow before we stop it. He said this was a way of not ever followed. Right, and this was the mandate of Salaf and the Salaf. Ma'arif, are you not given what's given to me? Because the Salaf and the Salaf, all of this problem is not the meaning of this. Of this tradition, we've conveyed what we've understood about the race. He said this is what we've understood from the race, because it's not all of this is possible and good. And all of them, if they differ in the explanation, they have their similar in meaning. However, people of other knowledge from them explained it as what they understood, and the people of other knowledge explained it according to their own knowledge. And I spent all my lifespan outputting knowledge out of both types of knowledge that everyone gets free flowed of. I mean, I must compensate because outward knowledge connects to the movements that govern the limbs, and the inward knowledge connects to the world that makes the planet. They govern the heart because it's the family man, each other family connected to the heart, to the other, like the body and the heart. Neither of them being separated from the other. And they all come to consensus that nothing needed to be seeking knowledge of fatwa and judgment and other things that is not in our personal obligation. And Allah does not leave us without those who pursue that type of knowledge. The author saying the meaning of this is saying the prophet's seeking knowledge is an obligation. The meaning of those five obligations upon which Islam was built. But if you did, it was not an obligation upon the Muslims on the end of this. And then acting is not sound without this knowledge. So the knowledge of how to act is an obligation from the point of view that acting is an obligation. He said, since there are only these five actions that are obligation, meaning the pillars, seeking this knowledge is an obligation, because it's an obligation to fulfill the obligation of science, knowledge of the divine oneness, and to say, because the first of these pillars is just testifying that there's no God other than Allah, and affirming qualities, some of these divine qualities, and denying qualities that are impossible for all of this enters into the testification by Allah. And the knowledge of Allah's answers Islam, because a Muslim cannot know Islam unless he is sincere. And he's entering Islam because of what the Prophet said three things. The Muslims are not without. The first is sincerity from Allah. You mean this is a condition for being a Muslim. And the basis of this is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mean the knowledge of everything that was possible for him to be known. He didn't mean, for instance, the knowledge of medicine, nor astronomy, nor grammar, nor poetry, nor knowledge of the military campaigns, because these are all types of knowledge. However, the sacred book did not command, to act according to this knowledge. And also, this is not the knowledge necessary for giving fatwa. traditions of every individual. He said, and this tradition Jay mentioned in Ecuador, he said, seeking knowledge is an obligation. And he said, but I have to be listening, and I always have to be listening to seek knowledge. So that is the foundation of nature. He said, so that is the meaning of the name knowledge that is the reserve for them. He's mentioning some. So the Prophet said, seeking knowledge is an obligation of Buddha for a Muslim, meaning seeking the knowledge of those pillars upon which Islam was built. And so that knowledge is an obligation by the proof of the sayings of Allah Alayhi Wasallam. When in the desert Allah asked him, what is the obligation that Allah has made upon me? And in another phrase, inform me of the promise and truth. So he taught him about the five pillars. And then the bed, the desert pillar band, the Bedouin man said, is there others other than this upon me? He said, no, unless you do some wrong jokes. He said, that's why God had to do more or less. The Prophet says, I'm saying to be successful, I have to pay as if he is true. He speaks the truth. He said, so it's well known that it's an obligation of God in a person to remember everything that protects him from his guidance in his speech and his deeds and his beliefs. That's clear and well known. So he said, seeking knowledge is an obligation of every person. He means by knowledge, he means, he said, that which all Muslims have to know, or that which some Muslims have to know. He said, I regard the conclusive form, the conclusive position is, and this goes back to the basis and then things stem from that, every obligation that Allah Ta'ala has made, an action that Allah has prohibited, how inherently the knowledge of God is an obligation upon every Muslim. It's an obligation upon every Muslim to know all the obligations that Allah has made obligated to be a wajib from them properly, and to know what Allah has prohibited, how inherently, and how to avoid it, and distance himself from it. So it's said, this is the knowledge which is meant by the same seeking knowledge is an obligation of every person that is beyond that. Knowledge of the sunnahs and praiseworthy things, and that is praiseworthy. Knowledge of offensive things to avoid them is sunnah. Knowledge of things that a person knows is indicated. Do you believe if I declared that this principle of forbidden, and made the obligatory promise of fast from Quran, but I took it as he said yes. He said, this is your obligation. As the Sheikh indicated, and Imam Ghazali said in detail, that one must not have knowledge of the beliefs you must have and the actions that you must do, and the forbidden things that you must.
Knowledge needs to seek, to think, and the prophets and the wisdom of Zohar seek refuge in you from that. Thank you. suggestion from that is a question that I asked rather than a positive to the text until it came back to the flesh. The flesh alone was asked about it, and it's been used for the most part of the time, and it was part of the followers.
Thank you. بعد تخريب بالمباني عمارهم. لا حلايا للبصيرة والتقى في صورهم، جل من قد خلقهم، جل من قد فطرهم. يا الله انشر حديثي، بالله انظر حديثي، بالله انظر حديثي، بالله انشر حديثي ايامنا في حجارهم، حين حرك فؤادي من غناهم وتارهم، وانبساطي بهم تن فهعلى خمارهم، حبذا حجهم يا حبذا معتمرهم، حبذا في تهجد هم سحرهم. هؤلاء مقصدي قلبي والغير دارهم. ادع ربك عساياك تبك في من نظرهم، يعمر الله خرابك مثل ما قد عمرهم، يعمر الله خرابك مثل ما قد عمرهم. والصلاة على من به قضى الله وطارهم.
حي روضة بها، حي روضة بها، سوء القلب سكان قد علاها البها، قد علاها البها، والمسار أبنان القمر كسها، القمر كسها في قمار الوزنى. مطبى مالها ما غزاي، ما غزاي النعمان، كلهم كلهم لو خوادم، ما حد ما حد له مقاوم في جميع في جميع العوالم. يا أهيل النهى، يا أولين النهى، ما كذا إنسان ذا جمال توها سبحوا سبحوا للرحمن يا ليالي مضات يا ليالي مضات بالكثيب الفردي كم زهد كم عضات كم زهد كم عضات في بروج السعدي كم مآرب قضات كم مآرب قضات كم تعالت عندي هؤنا بعدوها مستهام مستهام والهان وأسفي وأسفي وهواني من أمير من أمير الغواني لم أجد لم أجد عنه ثاني زيناب قل لها زيناب قل لها لا تقيل الحيران قل لها قل لها لا تطيل لا تطيل الهجران في العقيق المنى في العقيق المنى قد تباعد عنا والجافة شفنا والجافة شفنا وجسيم مضنا ربنا لفنا ربنا لفنا مثل ما قد كنا ربنا لفنا ربنا لفنا مثل ما قد كنا منيتين يا الوى لو يجود لو يجود الأزمان ذاكر ذاكر المطالب والمنى والمنى والمارب وحديد وحديد أمركايب المطي شدها المطي شدها لا تكون شي كسلان ثم عرج بها نحو ساد نحو سيد عدنان الله يا الله على وادي محجي الأخدار ساروا إليه العاشقين زوار مكتوب في أبوابه وفيه الإصطار آثارنا يا أهل المحبة آثار بين الخدور خدر يلوح نوره مكتوف أبوابه وفي سطوره يا أهل الهوى طوبى لمن يزوره من زار ذي الخدر النجيم من النار السابقون السابقون يا صاح من حول ذي الخدر تلوح الأرواح ومن خطى خطوة ببابي طاح الباقيات الصالحات لبالدار يا الله على وادي محيي الأخدار ساروا إليه العاشقين زوار
والموفقين والعنب عند العناية في كل شان وحال وحين يبارك لنا في خاتمة شهر رجب اللهم اجعله حجة لنا لا حجة علينا وشاهدا لنا لا شاهدا علينا ولا تجعل آخر العهد منه ولا من أيامه ولياليه واجعلنا من خواص أهليه واعدنا إلى أمثاله وبارك لنا في شعبان ولياليه وأيامه واجعلنا من الظافرين فيه بإنعامك وجزيل إكرامك وبلغنا جميعا رمضان واجعلنا من أهل حسن صيامه وأهل حسن قيامه وأهل القبول فيه وأهل الفتح في الكتاب العزيز، وثبتنا على ما تحب منا وتولنا بالحس والمعنى، واكشف الكرب عنا وعن أمة نبيك أجمعين بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه. الفاتحة.
الليلة القابلة بيكون وقت الروحة، ونحن في روضة الجد سالم بن حبيب عليه رحمة الله تعالى في ختم القرآن الكريم وفي مجلس الذكر والتذكير، وبعد غد إن شاء الله نكون في مجمعنا هذا وفقنا. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل
وسلم.
ربنا انفعنا بما علمتنا، رب علمنا الذي ينفعنا، وبادل لنا في ديننا مع أهل القطر أنثى وذكر. الله رب وفقنا وفقهم لما ترتضي قولا وفعلا، وارزق الكل حلالا وآخلا أتقيا، نعظى بالخير ونفى. ربنا أصلح لنا كل الشؤون منك العيون، واقض عنا ربنا قبل أن تأتينا، استر أنت أكرم من زدار، وصلاة الله داش المصطفى من إلى الحق دعانا، بكتاب فيه للناس شفاء، وعلى الآل الكرام شرفاء، وعلى الصحب المصابيح القرار، بهداك واجعلنا ممن يسارع في رضاك، ولا تولنا وليا سواك، ولا تجعلنا أمرك وعصاك كيل، ولا حول ولا قوة. يا ربنا اعترفنا بأننا اقترفنا وأننا أسرفنا على لظى أشرفنا، فتب علينا توبة المصطفى الرسول.